Hello, Battleground. Steve here with another short little episode on the Shinfu Tree of Life. Now, let me tell you what this is. When you join our group, you're giving basically a tree. It probably has 30 branches on it, and each branch has a different label. And each branch, the label on the branch, is something akin to a tool in your toolbox. In other words, when people throw objections at you, you need to learn how to defend yourself. Now, either if you don't practice this stuff, you're going to just scramble and you're going to do the best that you can. And if that's good enough for you, you're probably not listening to me right now. You're probably frustrated that, you know, you can't have a better conversation with people on the phone. When I started this whole, all these little tactics with the Shinfu, I literally went from closing 23% in the backyard to closing 94% in the backyard. Now that's a massive jump. And it's all, the only thing I changed was the way I talked to people on the telephone prior to me going out to the backyard. I did a whole podcast on the psychology of the Shinfu. You just can type that in. It'll pop right up. And you should listen to that because that goes through what I'm thinking the whole time. Because my ultimate goal is literally either get off the phone with a no and don't spend any more time or energy, or going to their house, which means I got to get in my truck and drive to their house. And I only want to do that if I'm pretty damn sure, like 100% sure, that I'm going to get a deposit check, not a consultation fee. So that's the impetus for it all. So anyway, I went over the three yeses last time, which is pretty powerful because that really locks these people in. You figure out a way linguistically to get these people to agree. Yes, come out. Yes, I'll sign a contract. Yes, I want to move forward. Yes, you want to hear these things. You don't want to hear, yes, come on out, and then we'll think about it. Because let's just think about it over the phone before I drive out there. So I'm just trying to save you some time and a whole hell of a lot of frustration. So I'm going through three of these today. One is called STFU, stands for shut the fuck up. The second is called falling on the sword, although known to me as let them be right. And then the third and final one today will be bracketing. And these are all really powerful things. I just want to walk you through them so you can try them. So, shutting your mouth. This is the most important thing in the whole Shinfu. The whole conversation starts with asking questions like, why are you calling me? What do you hope I can do for you? How long have you tried this? How long have this condition been going on? Have you even tried to fix it? What if you don't fix it? You know, what's the worst that can happen? Those kinds of questions, but those questions aren't any good unless they're followed up with your silence. The rule of thumb generally is if you want to listen way more than you talk, and it's a 70-30 split, you want to talk about 30% of the time, and you want the client, the prospect, to talk 70% of the time. If you're talking, you're losing. Think about that. If they're talking, you're winning. So the fact that you can just be quiet, I have gotten more jobs than not by simply being quiet, shutting my mouth and let them talk. I got to tell you, so many times I've finished jobs and I've gone like, why did you pick me? They say, because you listened to me. You are the only contractor that just listened to what I, and I'm thinking to myself, we didn't even talk much about the project. We talked about your Aunt Millie or your dog Spot or, you know, all these other things, or maybe how your embarrassment with the neighbors that your backyard looks like shit. You know, we talked about all these things, but we didn't really talk a lot about the project. And yet they thought I was the best listener because truly I was the best listener. Most of us roll in there and we just want to impress these people with our greatness. And guess what? They don't really care about your greatness. I mean, they don't. People just care about themselves. I mean, the number one topic for anybody to talk about is themselves. So you need to give them a chance to talk. You know, a funny story, when I go through these, you know, all these Tree of Life things, we were driving to a convention with my partners at the time in the pond business, Mike and Andrew, and Andrew's wife was also in the car. We were traveling to York, Pennsylvania for a conference. And we were going over, somebody was going over a conversation they had with someone on the phone. And Mike and I and Andrew, we were talking, asking each other questions. Well, did you go through the three S's? Oh, did you practice STFU? How about, did you let them be right? How about bracketing? Did you do bracketing? How about the takeaway? Did you do? And Andrew's wife goes, wait, what are you guys talking about? Oh, these are just techniques and tools that we use to get the answers that we want for people. She goes, that's a real thing? We're like, yeah. I mean, people, the average person doesn't even know what you're trying to do. You're really nothing more than a shrink. Actually, I have a good friend of mine, and he's a psychiatrist, you know, a doctor. And when I talk to him about Shinfu, he tells me, what you're doing, Steve, on the phone with these people is exactly what I do in the office with my patients. I lie them down and I ask a question to try to get information. I shut my mouth. And if I don't get the answers I'm looking for, or we don't, you know, discover the problem, then I got to ask a different question from a different angle. And again, I shut up and I let them talk. And this process goes on and on until I get the answers I want. And that's exactly what we're doing. This process is going on and on until I get the answers that I want. And I do want a yes, but I'll take a no. Like, second choice is a no. No choice is I want to think it over. So asking questions and just shutting your mouth, it's going to kill you to shut your mouth. Because if you're an entrepreneur, contractor, you got a big fucking mouth. I know it because I'm one of them. And, you know, you don't start your own company without a lot of chutzpah. And this chutzpah gets you in trouble because you think you're smarter than the average person. And it doesn't even matter if you are or aren't. The contest isn't who's smartest. The contest is who walks away with the money. That's the contest. So get it straight. Can you lay your ego down and even pretend to be dumb if you have to? Columbo dumb. You know what I'm talking about? Detective Columbo? Can you do that? Lay your ego down for the sake of winning the job. If you can't, then just leave the podcast right now. Because you know what? I've talked to so many contractors and they're just unwilling to change. But Steve, you don't understand. These people don't know anything. I have to explain how a roof goes on properly. I'm like, no, you don't. I mean, that's how a roof technically goes on, like how you nail the shingles down and put tar paper underneath them. Nobody cares about that. It's kind of common knowledge, but we just don't care about that. My freaking roof leaks and I'm tired of having water in my closet. That's the problem. And that's where I want to talk about. Number two, falling on the sword, let them be right. Now, I put this one in along with FTFU because, again, you need to lose your ego. If you have a big ego, you cannot win with these people. Because some of us, and us particularly contractors, we have this unbelievable urge to be right all the time. Even when we're wrong, we want to be right. But guess what? Everybody wants to be right. Who wants to be known as the dumbass? Who wants to be known as the wrong person? Think about the caveman days. That's where the shit comes from, man. If you weren't in sync with the tribe, what happened? Man, they kick you out. And there you are. You're just lunch for some saber-toothed tiger. So everybody wants to be right. And, you know, when you get in these pissing matches with these people, or these issues that you don't agree with because you want to be right, you need to just stop and let them be right. Again, you got to decide, do I want my ego or do I want their money? Because if you got to be right all the time, you're just going to irritate people and piss them off. So you know what I'm talking about. When you get in this part of the conversation, you know, even if it's 50-50, well, I think you should go with this color because of this, or this color because of this. And they go, no, I want a third color. I'm like, okay, your house, your color. I'm happy to paint whatever you want me to paint, you know? So I don't need to be right all the time, even if I am right. If they want a purple house, let them have a purple house, you know? It's not up to me to pick the color. It's up to me just to apply that color in a professional manner.
Nobody determines your fate but you. You are exactly where you are in your life, in your business, because of the choices that you've made. And one of the choices that you can make right now is to surround yourself with some total kick butt men and women in the contracting industry by getting your ticket to Mile High Profit Summit 2024 in Denver. Guys, listen, this is the last Mile High Profit Summit. You're not gonna wanna miss it. We've got an amazing lineup for you, and it's all designed to help you live a profitable life, build a profitable business, and get everything you want as a business owner. Hit the link and join us in Denver.
And the third one is really powerful, and it's bracketing. And what bracketing is when you give them an idea as to what the price might be, and you give them a high price, and you give them a low price. Tom Reber has always told me that had he just had bracketing when he had Jalapeno Painting Company, his painting company many years ago, and he had that, he would have at least doubled his sales or tripled his sales. Just the simple of bracketing. And bracketing sounds something like this. Well, you know, we've talked about building your pond or painting your house or putting on a ceiling fan. It doesn't matter. I'm going to say, would you like to know the range that people are paying for such a project? And of course, what are they going to say? Sure. I pick a high anchor and I pick a low anchor. But both anchors are in the ballpark. I'm not just throwing, oh, it could be $10 million or it could be $12. I'm picking realistic numbers. Hey, see this pond right here? You could have the pond with all the bells and whistles, and it's $30,000. Or you can, for half the money and no options, no bells, no whistles, but the base pond is $15,000. Now, what kind of person, you know, are you? Do you want the top of the line pond, or do you want the base pond with maybe adding stuff in the future, which you can always do? So that's what we're talking about. And not only that, when you give the pricing, you need to give the high price first, because that's the shocker. And no matter what the low price is, the high price makes the low price look even lower and more acceptable. So if someone calls you up and they, in their head, maybe they only had $10,000 slated to their pond because they just don't know what stuff costs. And you go, hey, you can get this pond for 30 to 15. As soon as you say 30, they're like, oh shit, I'm way off the mark. 10,000 isn't even realistic. But when you throw the 15 out, now they can maybe get to 15. You know, oh, okay, I'm not a total idiot. I'm at least within $5,000 of getting the basically the pond I want. And I'll add lights and stuff later. You know, I don't have to do it all right now if I can't, you know, bite that much off the chew. So this bracketing, and the other thing I like to do with bracketing is when people say, well, you know, what does something like this cost? I give them a little preemptive warning. I'd like, hey, are you sitting down? And they chuckle. I say, no, really. And this is how I say it. I said, no, really. About a month ago, I had someone, you know, to fall over, and I don't want you to fall over. Now, of course, I'm joking, and they take it as a joke. And I'm like, no, really, sit down. They're, okay, Steve, I'm sitting down. Now, what's happening in their mind when I'm going through all this, you know, are you sitting down business? They're going, holy smoke, how much is it? So let's say in their mind, they had a top end price of 20 grand. And I go, are you sitting down? And I go, oh shit, what's this, 30 grand? No, really, I really need you to sit down because last month I had someone fall over. Oh my God, 40 grand? And so what's happening is they are going to walk up the price in their head, generally much higher than what you're even thinking about. So they might walk themselves up to a $40,000 number. And when you throw out the high number, 30, they're actually relieved. See, if you don't play that game, you know, that vanguarding, which is just preemptively warning people about something coming their way, you know, if without warning them, they might go in their head, they might go, oh, my high number is 20 grand. So, okay, it's 20 grand. But if I play that little game, they go, oh, God, is he talking 30? Is he talking 40? In other words, they psychologically, that's what humans do. We start extrapolating, filling in the blanks in our own head. So, you know, when I go, hey, really, are you driving? Could you pull over? No, I need you to pull over because it's kind of it's a super high number. Now, super high to me and super high to them are two different numbers. But what I'm trying to get them to do is just imagine such a big number that when I give them my big number, it's now a little number. So let me just go through these again in order. One, shut your mouth. I'm telling you, if you can create silence, human beings have to feel it. They can't sit in silence. It's the most uncomfortable feeling. And if you shut your mouth and it's going to be uncomfortable for you, they will fill the space with words, their own words. And more times than not, they're going to spill the words you're looking for. Well, I guess I could go that high, or sure. Okay. That's okay. You know, they will fill the space with their stuff. And then you'll find out what they really want because they're just filling the space, but you're allowing them. So it's called holding space for someone, you know, in a personal or emotional time when someone comes to you with a tragedy or a hard situation and you're a good friend, you're not there to lecture them on how to fix their problem. Sometimes it's best just to hold space for them. You just listen, say nothing and listen. That's what I'm asking you to do. Try it. Trust me, you'll get what you want if you can just shut your mouth. Two, you got to make them like you. And if you always want to beat them up and be right, they're not going to like you because they're going to think you're kind of a dick. So let them be right. Literally. Derek Johnson always talks about, you know, make me feel important. The sign that when you're looking at every person, there's a sign, you know, a sticky right on their forehead that says, make me feel important. Think about that. If you make every person think they're important, your communication skills and your relationships with people on this planet will just go through the roof. So just even if you think you're right, or even if you are right, you need to just fall on the sword, shut your mouth, and let them be right. They'll be the hero. That's what you want. You want them to be the hero, not you. Because the heroes get what they want. Okay? And so shut your mouth, let them be right, and get what you want. And finally was bracketing. And bracketing is just strictly a psychological money tool. It puts them in the space. It puts them, you know, in the ballpark of what kind of money you're talking about for the project. Because trust me, the bottom line is if they're not even in the ballpark, you know, if they can't hit your high or low or somewhere between there, what the hell are you even talking to them for? I mean, we're not here to have a phone conversation practice. We're here to, you know, make sure that we can do the job, do the right job for them, get the money that we want so we can live the life that we want. And you can achieve that through bracketing. And when you bracket, again, high first, low second, shut your mouth. Go back to rule one, STFU. Say nothing. A common thing to say, by the way, after they respond and go, well, let me ask you a question. Do those numbers freak you out? I say it just like that. And you'll find out, oh, well, no, they don't, you know, the low number doesn't freak me out. The high number kind of freaks me out. And I'm like, well, is there a number that doesn't freak you out? Like, what's the highest you think you could spend on this project without freaking you out? And let's find out if that makes sense for the both of us. Is that okay? And they're like, sure. I mean, they have a problem. They want a solution. And you're there to guide them through the solution, help them make their own solution, their own project. I'm not here to make the decision for them. I'm here to let them make their own decision. Once someone makes their own decision and it's their idea, it's a done deal. And you can achieve that with shutting your mouth, letting them be right by falling on your sword, and bracket. So they are gently eased into the pricing structure that you're looking for. So listen, these are powerful. I'm coming back with three more next week. So stay tuned. This is Steve with The Battleground. Have an awesome week.